You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
Brian, can someone look it up for me real quick? I think Brian Wilson either just did or is about to perform at the Kauffman Center again.
Looks like November 13th.
That might be a little show my mom would want to see. St. Margaret's one that turned me on to the Beach Boys when I was a little kid. Although he's not altogether there, right? Didn't you see that documentary?
He's had a long, interesting life.
Can he still perform?
I believe so.
November what? 13th?
November 13th, yes.
At the Kauffman Center?
Correct. Greatest Hits Live is what the event is called.
Might have to buy me a handful of tickets and take the whole family.
That'd be good.
Did you hear who got engaged?
Who?
I did, and I think I was aware they were dating a few years ago. I was not aware they were still dating.
They've been dating on and off for 7 years.
Good for them.
Hang on. I'll give you a little musical hint. You tell me if it's a jam or... Mm-hmm. We're not going to play jam or no jam today, but you tell me who this is, because you're really good at this. You know that.
Thank you.
In 0.3 seconds.
Okay.
And then you tell me if it's a jam or not a jam.
Okay.
Now, you know the song. I know everybody knows the song. It's his biggest hit. You ready?
Ready.
You get 0.3 seconds.
Okay. Oh. John Cougar Mellencamp. That is not a jam.
Sitting on Jackie's lap, got his hands between his knees. Jackie say, hey, Diane, let's run off behind the shady trees. Dribble off those Bobby Brooks, let me do what I please.
Jackie say.
Oh, yeah.
How can you say that's not a jam?
I do have it on 45 at home. It was one of my
but
first.
It's not a jam?
It's one of my first 45s ever. No, first time I heard that song, I thought it was too hard.
Excuse me?
It's too hard rock to
yes.
be a jam.
Originally, I just felt that that song in general was too hard. My ears have toughened up a little bit. I can handle the song now, but it
I
is.
Can handle the song.
It
now.
Is not a jam.
Like it sounded like Metallica in your ears or
yeah.
something? Or?
Yes. Yeah. I'd not yet encountered Metallica, but it was the hardest song that to that point I had ever heard.
How do you handle this one?
By the time I'd heard that song, you know, I'd been exposed to some other stuff. So it was fine.
But Mellencamp is engaged now to Meg Ryan.
I didn't even know they were a thing.
They've been dating for like 7 years.
Yeah, had no clue.
So like if I played you some Metallica, would you like think it was awful? Or?
Probably.
Really?
That's not my thing, man. Just never has been. I know. That's why whenever you and I have discussed the concept of going on Beat Shazam, I've specifically said I need you to be my partner because you know the stuff that I don't. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Horrible.
That's awesome.
It's
what
horrible.
Was that?
Master of Puppets, 1986.
That is not a jam.
That is a total jam.
Not a jam.
Listen to that. That's beautiful right there. Listen to that music.
That part, yeah, that's good. I'm good with this so far.
Well, but it turns into this.
Yeah, now it's not. Started. Started fine, and then...
not so much. Downhill yeah. very quickly.
Exactly.
Downhill very quickly.
Who knew that the high water mark was right out of the gate?
No, that was in the middle.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
It was just a little respite so they could catch their breath before they went back into...
Okay. Oh. All right. That's enough. It's Friday. He brought the vitamin D lamp in for me.
Please is it working?
Sit in front of it.
I don't think so.
She only sat in front of it for like 5 seconds.
That does not count.
Well, how long you got to be in there?
I think they recommend 45 minutes.
Now, who has 45 minutes? Hey, real quick fun story. You're not going to believe this. My girl that I went to high school with randomly posts 2 nights ago a photo, and I'm going to show you the photo, and then I'm going to post it. And you can clearly see they are in what looks to be a diner in Topeka, Kansas.
Who's this?
This is a girl I went to high school with.
Okay.
And because you can see there's some people in uniform. And I zoomed in and I'm like, what is she posting here? Because she posted it with the comment, you never know who's going to walk in when you work at the best restaurant in Topeka.
All right, let me see if I can guess.
You're gonna jam or no jam this. You are gonna know in 0.1 seconds, even though there are 15 people in this photo, this was at the North Star Steak Restaurant.
Give me the phone.
In Topeka, Kansas this week. Time's up.
Oh my word.
Right? And here's why you know immediately who it is. Black sweater, red shirt.
That's Bobby Knight right there. That's who that is.
Bobby Flippin' Knight went to the North Star this week to eat. Now, what Bobby Knight was doing in Topeka, Kansas, I assume he was on his way to Lawrence. I don't know.
Did he throw any furniture?
That's what everybody wanted to know. I think he's mellowed out a little bit. Look at this picture of him smiling with her, Scott. She said he could not have been nicer. He took photos with
he's lost some weight,
everyone
too.
In there.
He looks good.
But if you had said to me Bob Knight was in a restaurant in Topeka, don't you think he would be rolling his eyes like, just please leave me alone. Let me eat a steak.
He wrote her a note, said, thank you for the great dinner, Bobby Knight.
He wrote a note, signed autographs, took multiple photos with people inside this restaurant, signed a menu.
Oh, that's nice. And
I think he's mellowed out in his old age. You know?
He probably at this point enjoys the attention because he can control it at this point. It's not like, you know, he loses a game and then has to go talk to reporters afterwards when he's in a foul mood.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Look at him with all the wait staff here. It's real sweet.
He looks very happy.
Yeah.
Good for Bobby Knight. At this point,
he's in charge of it. I have to think that's going to influence things. I might need a touch more than that. Whip Appeal by Babyface. Now, come on, you know that's a jam. That's baby making music right there.
All right, we're not playing, but if you happen to hear music just pop into the show, maybe I will be challenging Will to an occasional jam or no jam throughout the afternoon.
Also, for the 432 of you who have texted in, love you. Thank you for letting us know. Apparently, there is something going on with our stream today where it's running out of the space. Everyone is texting and asking, why do people sound like they're drunk on stream? I've passed it up to the boss.
Right?
He's aware. They're working on it. But I guess some of the ads are sounding like this. Mm. It's Friday. Whatever.
Boss is aware?
He's aware. Yes. I'm aware.
Give me a touch more. Is that I've Had the Time of My Life? Bill Medley, Jennifer Warnes? Because if so, that's a jam. So I'll tell you
something. It's going to be love. Yeah, I guess it is. Huh.
Yeah, how about that?
who knew? I wasn't expecting that to, you know.
Yeah, I bet you weren't. Slip of the trigger finger over there.
Someone wanted to know if we could lighten it up a little bit. It's Friday. Amen. We'll lighten it up a little bit.
We'll just talk. Bobby Knight coming to Topeka. That's fantastic. That's nice, right?
It is.
I just think it's lovely. He signed stuff for everybody and took photos with everybody.
Well,
I would actually be afraid, and I don't mean afraid in the traditional sense of I think I'm going to be killed fear, but I would be a little...
Nervous
to go up and ask Bob Knight for a photo. Especially if he's eating. If he's eating, you don't want to mess with somebody when they're eating.
Was that Madonna Into the Groove?
Mm-mm.
No? Okay.
Give you another hint here in a minute.
All right.
What's the most famous person you've ever run into and asked for an autograph, Will?
Ooh.
I don't usually ask for an autograph.
Ever?
Ever.
Not even a photo?
No. Because chances are they want to be left alone. I have no idea.
It's Lisa Lisa and the Cult Jam. I can tell you that right now.
Yeah, Lisa Cult Jam, head to toe.
No!
It's not head to toe?
It's the other one. But I'm going to wait for your love. I know
that
song.
I don't know that song.
Yes. Yes, you do.
Oh, Lost in Emotion. Yeah, I do know that song. That's not really a jam.
I mean, hello. clearly that's why you didn't know what it was.
I have encounters with all kinds of famous people. I just prefer to treat them like normal people. Because they probably would prefer that.
No, I would freak out if it's really? A handful of people. Yeah. Like, I feel like if I ran into Bernie Sanders, I might knock him over. Or like Joe Biden or somebody.
What?
But they're in public service, so I would feel more, I hate the word entitled. Not entitled, but I would feel like, okay, you are a public servant. That's part of the job. When it's someone like Bob Knight, he's not really a public servant. Number one, he's retired.
Yeah.
And number two, like, he was always really grumpy. And number three, we used to whoop up his you-know-what.
I was in line once next to Greg Brady. Just totally treated
from
him like
Brady Bunch?
Guy. Yes. I'm not doing very well at this day. Oh, Hold On by Wilson Phillips. You know that's a jam. It's Wilson Phillips. How is it not going to be a jam?
Chris Katz has a photo with Greg Brady.
What?
And it was prominently featured on his Facebook page for longer than I'm comfortable with.
Wow.
He ran into him at some SAG-AFTRA thing. He said he could not have been nicer. Do you know who else he's BFFs with? The Little House on the Prairie woman.
Huh?
I don't know.
Melissa Gilbert?
Yes! Loves her.
She's really nice.
Very nice. I think she was the president of SAG-AFTRA last year.
You know who else is really nice? Is former Royal Rick Ankiel. I once had a flush with greatness. He and I were next to each other in the men's room.
Oh, you actually flushed with greatness next to a royal.
Like you did a David Coverdale with him.
I didn't know that was a thing, but yes.
It was a thing.
It was in a restaurant in St. Louis. That was when he still played for the Cardinals.
Did you say hi through the door?
No, it was at the urinal, so there's this divider between us, but we can see directly over it. I just ignored him because I figured he wanted to be left alone. Just When I Needed You Most by Randy Van Warmer. It's getting to be a jam. Just when I needed you most.
I love how we're having a conversation. He's like, just when I needed you most. It's Randy Van Warmer. It's becoming a jam, I guess.
Randy Van Warmer.
Do you know who I bet cannot go to the bathroom ever alone? Like
I would hate to be famous. I swear to
God. No, I don't mean like George Brett famous because I don't want to rank them. But right now in Kansas City, he cannot even use a public restroom.
Salvador Perez?
No. Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
He can't go to Target right now.
No, God, no.
He can't go to the bathroom.
No.
Probably holed up in his house like a hostage.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But then you see that he takes pictures with kids and he, you know?
Dude, Patrick Mahomes has made me love the Chiefs again. I swear
I
to God.
I feel like it's so overwhelming for him. I'm afraid. Like, I want him to maybe just take a vacation or something. I mean, not right now. You
with
can't
you?
Really do that. No. God, he's young enough to be my son. I just want him to not be overwhelmed. Like, can he go out to dinner? My guess is no. So lovely. Man, winter is knocking at the door. Start thinking about that deck, driveway, your fence. It is time now to have my folks at Seal Once KC come out and permanently protect and beautify all those areas outside. You really got to do it now before winter actually arrives. Have them come out, clean and seal any of those surfaces with their clear, penetrating, permanent sealant. They'll do any of your wood or concrete surfaces. And remember, they offer a 25-year warranty against deterioration. Then we had this done last winter. Think about your cracked or stained garage or basement floors. They got you covered there. They came out and put that permanent polymer decorative coating on our garage floor. And I just cleaned out the garage a week ago, believe it or not. It still looks brand new. The one with the flex on it, we went with brown. It hides all the dirt. It is so easy to keep clean. Non-slip texture, comes in a variety of great colors, and will definitely bring that wow factor to your home. Call today, 816-942-3927. Get on the schedule now if you want that outside stuff done. 816-942-3927. Remember, mention Dana for 20% off. Go to sealoncekc.com. Call 816-942-3927 today.
Open up your window. Let some air into this room. Is choking from the smell of stale perfume. And that cigarette you're smoking, that's scaring you up to death. Open up the window, sucker. Let me catch my breath.
Mama told me not to come.
Oh, yeah.
Mama told me not to come. That ain't the way to have fun.
Story here from the Star. By the way, we have Festivus Friday coming your way at the top of the hour, right after 5 o'clock and the Neos. So we will certainly welcome your grievances right after 5 o'clock. A story here from the Kansas City Star. A former housekeeper pleaded guilty yesterday to stealing hundreds of thousands of jewelry from her Johnson County employer. Sabina Garcia Rivera of Olathe pleaded guilty in Johnson County District Court to one count of felony theft, three counts of making a false writing.
Oh, so she took it all at once. I was going to say, how did the woman not notice?
She was charged in January with stealing more than $500,000 in jewelry while working for a woman who lived in Stillwell.
Oh.
The thefts occurred over a period of 2 years.
Oh, come on.
Before they were discovered in late 2017. The false writing charges, by the way, are because of things she wrote at pawn shops. Garcia Rivera pawned numerous pieces of jewelry for a fraction of what they were worth. $500,000 in jewelry? Damn! How rich are you?
Some people, that's their thing.
$500,000 in jewelry?
The bigger question is, you got $500,000 in jewelry. Why is it not locked in a safe? You lock it up. We don't have anything of value in our home that isn't locked. And I mean locked up. Nothing. And here's why. You're going to think it's because I don't want someone to steal it. And that's maybe part of the reason. Maybe.
Why else would you lock it up?
I don't want anyone to be able to say that something is missing and who was in here. I don't even want to go down that road. You lock it up, you don't have to go down that road.
Like your kids?
Anybody. Friends that come over, kids' friends that come over. I don't ever want to be in a position where there was a watch sitting on the table one moment, and now there's no longer a watch sitting on the table. Mm-hmm. Because then you're put in a position where you have to go, okay, was it the kids? Was it a friend of the kids? Was it someone that comes into the house to fix the house? Was it the, you know, I don't want to be in the position of trying to figure that out. All of that stuff is locked up all the time.
I only keep one thing locked. And that's the only thing that could put a bullet through you. But then again, I don't have any jewelry that's worth more than like $200 a piece. Like
over the course of your life, you have not amassed jewelry?
Huh? How much jewelry do you see me wear? I wear a watch and sometimes a bracelet.
Okay. See, Chris is a watch guy.
I have one watch, this one.
Chris buys nothing, wants nothing. He wears sweats on the weekends.
Yeah.
He eats, he is a literally a meat and potatoes guy.
Yes.
You put a piece of fish in front of him and he doesn't know what to do.
I have one piece of jewelry on right now. It's my watch. How many pieces of jewelry do you have on right now?
I have two.
Rod? Whoa. You have a watch and what? A necklace?
Gold neck chain, yeah.
Okay, Rod, how many pieces of jewelry do you have on right? Never mind. You have none.
I have a wedding ring.
Okay.
One.
That counts.
That's it.
Newsroom, Will Stewart.
Get out now. The message in California. More next.
Hey, it's Scott Parks. Exciting news. A totally new kind of jewelry store is about to open here. In fact, they just did. Diamonds Direct. They opened last week. It is forever changing how you buy diamonds and find jewelry. They just opened at 119th and Row. It's a radical new concept started by former diamond wholesalers. No middlemen. Direct importer prices guaranteed to beat anyone else in town. And they have a gorgeous showroom with a selection that is like 30 times what you would see at other stores, including more than 4,000 designer rings from all the brands that women are asking for. Diamonds Direct is a disruptor, and you are going to love it. Diamonds Direct, if you're thinking about Christmas, you have never seen so many choices. Rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, bands, colored gemstones, case after case. More than 30 million in inventory all under one roof. Diamonds Direct, they're a major player on the world market with enormous buying power. This is a place that is going to blow your mind. Whatever you do, do not buy an engagement ring or any piece of diamond jewelry until you discover the all-new Diamonds Direct, now open at 119th and Row, right next to Town Center Plaza.
Just past 4:30 in Kansas City, I'm Will Starrett. A mandatory evacuation order for the entire city of Malibu has been reinstated as one of California's major wildfires bears down on the enclave called home by many Hollywood stars. Citywide evacuation was ordered early today, then scaled back, but it has been extended again to include all of Malibu. The president is blaming mental illness for the California bar shooting that left 13 people dead, including the shooter. Trump told reporters today Ian David Long was, quote, a very sick puppy who had, quote, a lot of problems, end quote. Investigators have not commented on a motive for the shooting or whether mental illness actually did play a role. A former housekeeper admits to stealing more than $500,000 in jewelry while working for a woman in Stillwell. 43-year-old Sabina Garcia Rivera of Olathe pled guilty to four separate charges. She was charged back in January with stealing the jewelry over the course of 2 years before it was noticed last year. Traffic and weather together next. KMBZ News Time, 4:33.
Dana right here, reminding you to head out and check out Cottonwood Canyon. I've been bragging about it for weeks here on Dana and Parks. And I went out and played that golf course actually last week ago with my husband. It is absolutely stunning out there, especially right now, even despite the snow. The colors are just amazing. They have a very limited number of lots left for you to purchase and start building your dream home. And man, wait until you see those homes, award-winning designed homes, enormous homes. This is right off of 435 and 87th Street in the heart of Johnson County. If you haven't been out there lately, it is something to see. The city center is out there. Lenexa basically moved out there. All of their city functions are out there now. Just gyms and restaurants and shops and hotels, and then the most beautiful homes in the most gorgeous wooded scenery that you will find anywhere. Again, about 27 lots just opened up. The roads are in, the infrastructure is in, but there are a limited number now to choose from in between the signature holes number 2 and 3 on Canyon Farms Golf Course. Give them a call now for your private tour. 913-492-4444, 913-492-4444, or cottonwoodcanyonks.com.
Now look at KMBZ weather. Cloudy tonight. It'll be windy as well. Very cold. Low right around 19. Tomorrow, sunshine, 39. Just a few degrees warmer from where we were today. And the warming trend continues tomorrow. 45 for reinforcing blasts of cold air arrives early on Monday. Right now, 31 at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us everywhere you go. I'm Will Starrett, News 98.1 KMBZ.
What's your name? You're really cute and really nice. I think we should go on and date a little now. You got it going on.
All right, coming up, we got Festivus Friday. Because this week is taking way too long for you guys.
Man, it does kind of feel like this week's gone on for like 42 days. Doesn't it? I have a story for you about a shirt, and I've been saving this. And I know it's 4:40 on a Friday, and you hate it when I do this. However,
is it going to bring me down?
No, I just wish Kara was here.
Oh,
I wish Kara was here. She would love this. Illinois student who wore a cancer awareness T-shirt was asked to cover it up.
Illinois?
Mm-hmm. Elementary school student was told to cover his cancer awareness shirt, which his mother said he was wearing to honor his grandmother's fight with breast cancer. He's 12 years old. His name is Blake Coyle. And the shirt reads, Hakuna Matata, which I believe means, like, be happy, let it go. Remember from The Lion King?
Yeah.
Hakuna Matata. The phrase is written so that Tata is bigger and in a different color from Hakuna Ma.
Wow.
Roosevelt Elementary staff told him to cover it up because it was inappropriate. The principal said the word ta-ta on Blake's shirt is slang for breast. Why are we so hung up about breasts in the United States?
Do you know there is a word that describes breasts that you are not allowed to say on the radio and
yes,
you will be fine?
And I don't like that word, so I'm glad. I don't like that word.
It starts with a T.
Yeah, and it's not ta-ta.
And it's four letters.
Yes, it's teat.
No, that word you can say.
Quoting here from Mom, there is nothing offensive about that shirt. There is no reason he shouldn't be able to wear it. I really don't think this is a slang word. It is another word for breast. His grandmother has breast cancer. She says she talked with the school officials, and they say, look, we support your child. We support breast cancer awareness, but we cannot support the shirt.
Is it appropriate? Be honest.
I have not run into one person that has found this offensive. That's why we chose it. It's from The Lion King, she said.
Now stop. That's ridiculous. I'm all for the kid wearing the shirt. I don't care. I'm not going to lose any sleep. I think Americans are hung up on sexuality, nakedness, and boobs. Okay? But to sit there and say...
The phrase is originally from the Disney movie The Lion King and means no worries.
Okay.
Here is a picture of the shirt. It says Hakuna Matata, and
T-A-T-A
is in pink for breast cancer
awareness. I understand, but to say that, for the mother to say, well, it's just a line from The Lion King is disingenuous, and she knows better.
Well, it doesn't say Hakuna Matatas.
It says Hakuna Matata.
I can't believe you're the one that's going to side with the school on this, and I think it's ridiculous.
Here's what I think. I think America likes to get, and I can take both sides on this one with no problem.
Yeah.
America has a problem with sexuality. America has a problem with the female body naked. Mm-hmm. America has a problem with just being a little bit open about what we all do.
Yeah.
And by the way, in every car that you see on the road today, that's somebody having sex about 30, 40 years ago. Just think about that for a second. That's how we all got here. Was somebody having sex?
Well, people don't like to talk about that.
Well, look at everybody in the car next to you.
Yes, fine.
And that was somebody else's really
all
good
right.
night. Am I wrong?
Here's what
you
I'm gonna
say. You are somebody's really good night.
About breast cancer.
I am somebody's really good night.
Awareness. If you have ever gone to the Race for the Cure, which they used to hold down at Union Station. I hope that they still do. It's amazing. One of the great things about going and cheerleading for the runners in the Race for the Cure is looking at the T-shirts and the clever slogans and sayings on all the shirts. The women, the survivors, have made this kind of a thing to come up with something clever. You know, we love them all, big and small. You see all of these things
at
breast cancer awareness runs.
Let me turn it around for you. You have no problem with Hakuna Matata on this shirt.
None. His grandma has breast cancer. For the love of God, let him wear the shirt. They probably sold those for $25 to raise money for the Komen Foundation.
Would you agree that for men, testicular cancer is a problem?
It can be.
Okay. And it's not common, but it's not unheard of. Would you agree?
I would agree.
What if somebody wore a T-shirt to school to honor and represent his grandfather's battle or his father's battle with testicular cancer?
Save the family jewels.
No. And it said, pray for my dad. I'm hanging from his nut sacks.
But that doesn't even make sense.
I'm hanging from the nut sacks.
That doesn't make sense.
Yes, it does. Is that okay to put the term nut sacks on a T-shirt?
What you would see is save the family jewels and it's fine.
Really?
Yes.
You have a T-shirt that talks about your father's testicles, and you're okay with that?
I don't know.
In an elementary school, Dana.
I think that you like pointing out...
hypocrisy.
No, analogies that are not germane to this conversation, because that's unlikely to happen. You're not going to have a shirt that says that. It would most likely be Save the Family Jewels.
Well, I didn't think anybody would have a shirt that said Hakuna Matata.
It's not even separated. Matata, but the tata in the matata is in pink.
Exactly, to draw emphasis to the word tata.
What if it just said Hakuna Matata?
Dana, you confuse me with somebody who has a problem with this shirt. I don't. What I'm trying to point out is the great hypocrisy here. You don't have a problem with this shirt, but you would have a problem with if somebody wore a T-shirt to school that said, taking donations to save my dad's nutsacks. Would you not?
I don't know.
My dad's pork and beans aren't working real good. They got the cancer, taking donations.
Do you know, when Jack graduated from high school, one of my favorite gifts he received from my father was a bag containing five of my father's favorite T-shirts. Used T-shirts that my father felt, now that he was 18, he should go out into the world and wear with pride.
Okay.
One of those shirts says, it's a lumber company, and there are trees on it. It's a lumber company. And the name of the lumber company is Morning
Wood.
Wood. It says Morningwood Lumber Company. It's hilarious.
Okay.
Is that offensive?
No.
I bet if he was in high school, it would be offensive.
Yes, and if it was in high school, they would send him home. Because we all know what it really means.
I think there's a lumber company, and that's the name of the lumber company.
What if the...
We're pro-lumber in our family.
What if I had a plumbing business called Laying Pipe?
I think it depends on the age of the person wearing the shirt. And it's probably why my dad waited until he was 18 to bequeath him these shirts.
But what I'm saying is these T-shirts, you know what they're designed to be. Attention grabbers. If they're attention grabbers, they run the risk of being a little bit disruptive. And you don't want a disruption in school.
I suppose.
You don't? Would you want... if we're going to use the argument, it's a name of a company, so it can't be wrong. We ought to be able... Well, what if the name of my company was Sportin' a Woody and I ran a lumber company?
You probably would not be able to wear that at school.
Why?
Here's what I wish they would have done.
Because it's intended to be disruptive.
This breast cancer awareness shirt is not intended to be disruptive.
Yes, that's why they put in pink the word ta-ta.
Not disruptive. This is for a fundraiser for his grandmother. Here's what I wish they would have done. I wish they would have sent the mom a very brief email that said, hey, FYI, we absolutely support your mother's fight. Here's $15 to the cause, but can he please refrain from wearing the shirt at school? We have a zero tolerance policy with this kind of thing. I just don't think they should have made, come into the office, take it off. We'll give you school-issued shirt. We'll turn it inside out. Just let him go home, send mom an email, and say let's not bring that back here.
What if mom's at work?
That's what I'm saying. You send him home. Let him wear the shirt the rest of the day.
No.
Send him home with a note that says,
is intended to be disruptive. You know it, and so do I.
Are we in the Twilight Zone? I cannot believe you're defending this.
What?
The shirt is intended to be funny.
I agree, Rod. Right. I agree. I have no problem with the shirt, but I understand and I can argue the school's point of view. The shirt.
Oh, I get why they said no. I mean,
the difference is awareness, Scott. The shirt is awareness about breast cancer.
The difference is you like what he's drawing attention to, mm-hmm. therefore he should be able to wear the shirt.
Okay.
We got in trouble when we were kids because we had shirts to say, see dick drink, see dick drive, see dick die. Don't be a dick.
Yeah.
And the school's flipped out. You cannot wear those.
You're like,
school.
These are anti-drunk driving shirts.
Turn them wrong side out. Get kicked out of school for wearing it.
You know
they
why?
They lost their mind.
Because the shirt, while proving a good point, was intended to be distracting.
And funny.
And funny, yeah. And it is funny. But the point is, schools don't have a tolerance for anything that draws attention away from what they're trying to do, and that's teach.
One of our faculty members, Scott, his wife was battling breast cancer. This was about a year and a half ago. The entire school rallied. The entire school, I think, raised money, in the family's name and sent it to Komen or whatever they did. And do you know how they raised money? They sold those little rubber bracelets. And you know what the little rubber bracelet said? And this was at school. Now, did the school sanction it? I don't know. The little bracelet said, and you've seen them, it says, save the boobies. That is a popular Komen. You see it at the races. The kids all wore those bracelets to support the staff member. I think when it's awareness, you gotta factor that into.
And so anything goes?
I didn't say anything goes, but it's different than just wearing the Johnny Cash shirt where he's flipping off the man. And I bought that shirt for my son too. There's no awareness there.
Yeah, I would argue with that a little bit. Festivus Friday coming your way right at the top of the hour. Rod Babcock, Dana Wright. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ.
Dana Wright here for Volkswagen Elise Summit. Head on out to Volkswagen Elise Summit this weekend off I-470 in Colburn Road. Ask to see that Atlas. Ladies, if you are looking for something that doesn't drive like a big clunky SUV, certainly doesn't look like a minivan, I'm telling you, the Atlas is for you. I have several girlfriends who have looked at those. One of my friend's sisters just bought one. You are going to love that Atlas Seat 7. It is a huge, roomy car, but doesn't drive like a big, hard-to-navigate kind of SUV. Go and see the Atlas. You're going to love the safety features on that thing, the backup camera, the side impact camera. Hands down, my favorite safety feature on the Atlas. If you want something a little bit smaller, look at the Tiguan. They are built on the same frame. They drive the same way. They have the Apple Play system that allows you to plug in your cell phone, set it down for real, and let the car do the work. All of those newer Volkswagens have that Apple Play system. You're going to absolutely love that thing. Get on into Volkswagen Lee's Summit off I-470 in Colburn Road or go to VWLeesSummit.com, VWLeesSummit.com.
Oh, woman, I need you. Don't make me suffer, I'm a bleeder.
Somebody brings up a good point. Actually, let me read one from a teacher. Where'd it go? Gone it. I had it right here just a second ago. Let me read one that somebody wrote in that said, would this be distracting? Okay. Or would this be acceptable in an elementary school? Don't let cancer steal second base.
Totally fine.
In an elementary school.
Oh, they don't even know what that means, Scott. If it's a fundraising teacher for their grandmother, they don't even know what that means.
Okay.
I can see the school saying turn it inside out.
Somebody, there's a surf shop called Big Johnson.
There's a worse one in the Ozarks that we will not name.
Okay.
And I know where you're going with that. I think most schools would say you cannot.
There's a surf shop in the Ozarks?
No, it's a.
it's kind of a waste of time.
Everyone listening knows the one I'm talking about.
It's not very successful.
You could really not get away with wearing their shirts many places.
What is it?
It's a clever name, but it's a double entendre.
Oh yeah, we can't say that.
No, no, you can't. But they sell it on T-shirts and shorts and. Oh God.
Would you be okay with them wearing that shirt in school?
No, that would absolutely, because there's no charitable arm for clothing like that. That is just meant to shock you.
Go ahead, Ron.
In schools in general, they make rules that, you know, when we were kids, we couldn't wear Spuds McKenzie t-shirts.
We could
to
not.
School. A picture of a dog on a t-shirt. That's it.
Yeah.
It didn't even say Bud Light.
You're right.
A picture of a dog on a skateboard. And they were like, oh, no, you're going to get suspended
I had a Spuds McKenzie shirt, and I had to turn
Everybody had one. I mean, that was the thing.
And there was nothing on that shirt that said Bud Light.
Right.
It was a white t-shirt with that dumb dog on the front. That was it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-uh.
But because everybody associated it with Bud Light, I got called down to Fred Barnes's office, and Fred Barnes told me to turn it inside out.
I was a kid. I got kicked out of school or sent home from school. I had to be like 10 or 11 because I had a t-shirt. I didn't even know what it meant. It was a t-shirt with a picture of a traffic light. It said, I may turn red, but don't stop.
I don't even know what that means.
Rodney.
Honest to God, I was like 10 or 11. I had no idea. It was just a t-shirt I found in the, we had a box of, you know, if it doesn't fit you anymore, put it in here and somebody else in the family will wear it.
Right, right.
And I pulled it out of there and wore it and got sent home. And my mom was mad. And I was going, I don't know what you're mad about.
If I turn red, don't stop.
I've told you the story of me doing a little dance for my grandma and my mom to a Prince song.
Darling Nikki.
And I was so excited. I was like 8 years old. And I wanted them to come in. And I always choreograph these dances to these songs. And they brought their chairs. And I said, okay, the concert's going to start now. And then that song started and I was dancing. I didn't know what any of this meant. I'll never forget my mom going, what did you just say?
Well,
I go, hotel?
She knew goes, a little girl named Nikki. I guess you could say she was a sex fiend.
I said, lobby? After that, I didn't know what any of that meant.
Magazine?
And then she goes, before that, I go,
with?
I don't know. So then I thought, you know when you think you're in trouble? I'm like, so I said the word. And
what
she
word
goes,
got you in trouble? With?
She goes, we don't say that word. And I go, why? I'll never forget it. She goes, what do you think that word means?
With?
I go, I don't know. Do you realize what I thought it meant? I go, arguing? I thought it meant I knew it was a verb.
Oh, it's a verb.
It's an action verb.
Oh, it's an action.
I thought it meant arguing. And my grandmother turned shades of white.
With yourself.
Well, like if you're arguing, then you
my
go do this
goes,
instead.
We don't say that word. Like I'm in trouble and I don't know why.
It's like if you're arguing and you go do this instead.
Okay, fine. You've made your point. I'll be in the basement.
In my house, we call it walking the dog.
Have you ever, we've all done those things as children where you're in trouble
and
you do something and you don't know why. That was my point.
This week.
Rodney. Happening now on KMBZ, something that has nothing to do with that conversation. More next.
You know, one of the most important things that we do for our health is something we do every morning and should do every night, most of us do, brushing our teeth, yet most of us don't do it properly. Hey, it's Scott Parks to tell you about a revolutionary change in something that you're all too familiar with. Quip is a better electric toothbrush created by dentists and designers. Quip was designed, in fact, to make brushing your teeth simpler, more affordable, dare I say, enjoyable. I just ordered my first Quip about a month ago. I gave it to my youngest daughter, Maya, when it came in because she wanted it so badly. So now I'm ordering two more. One more for Sarah before she heads off for college, another one for me. Quip electric toothbrushes come with sensitive sonic vibrations, which are gentle enough on sensitive gums. But you know why they did that? Because most people brush too hard, and some electric toothbrushes are too abrasive. A built-in two-minute timer pulses every 30 seconds to remind you to switch sides, helping glide a full and even clean. We're a Quip family now. You should be too. Backed by more than 20,000 dental professionals, Quip starts at just $25. And if you go to getquip.com/parks right now, you get your first refill pack for free with a Quip electric toothbrush. That's your first refill pack for free at getquip.com/parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.